What's the word, y'all? This is Devontae. This is Reba Training, and y'all are now tuned in to the Reba Motivation Podcast. I'm glad for y'all joining me today, man. Happy New Year. I hope all y'all are ready for a very prosperous and successful 2023. I'm telling you guys right now, I have been, honestly, bro, this is the most excited I've been for a year change in a while, bro. Like, just the last 2 weeks, I've just been like, bro, I'm so excited. I'm so ready. I'm so, like, I just feel like this year is going to be a year of, it's going to be the year I've been waiting for. Honestly, bro, like, I do a thing every year. So I never have a New Year's resolution. I always make, like, a list of goals for the new year. And then at the end of the year, I kind of just see what I did and what I didn't do and move off of that. So, I mean, I guess it is technically a New Year's resolution, but it's just not one thing. It's, like, multiple things. So it's, like, I think this year, off the top of my head, I think I had 20 goals, 22 goals on my list, I think. I'm not too sure. But yeah, it was a few of them. But anyhow, like, just, I was just super excited. But today, we are going to speak about something that I saw. It was actually a damn ad I saw on YouTube a couple times, but I didn't know what it was. Like, I didn't actually read the ad. I be trying to ignore the ads when I'm watching YouTube. Like, especially, like, the little sticker ones, like, they'll just have. But one day I was just looking, like, a couple days ago, and I'm looking at the ad. I'm like, a replica? I don't need an AI girlfriend. It was, like, a meme that they made. And it was, like, a dude. And I was like, an AI girlfriend? The fuck is an AI girlfriend? I as soon as I saw, I was like, hold up. So I go looking at it. I click on the fucking, on the app. It was like an app called Replica or some shit like that. I'm like, bro, you can't be fucking serious. You can't be fucking serious, bro. And I was just like, bro, these, they are going to, see, apps like that, bro, apps like Replica, where they give these, because ain't no grown 30, 40-year-old, at least I hope not. Most grown men, I hope, aren't going to be on there making no fucking computer girlfriend to speak to about their problems. I hope not. God, I hope not. Anyhow, damn, that'd be some lame-ass shit, bro. But I've been, you know what, I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm not a proponent of bullying, but I'm telling you right now, a nigga better not never come in my face talking about, yeah, bro, I got me an AI girlfriend, I'll put some double D's on that bitch. Like, bitch, bro, if you don't get the fuck out my face, folks, bro, man, boy, anyhow, like, but I know they're really targeting, like, young men, like, probably predominantly, like, teenagers and dudes in their 20s, and This right here is the reason why Red Pill is going to get bigger and worse. This is why you're going to see more Andrew Tates. You're going to see more hardcore followers of Andrew Tate. This is why you're going to, and I'm going to do a podcast about him at some point. But this is why you're going to see this thing get worse and worse and worse, because the social skills of these men are dwindling to nothing. Well, let me not just focus on men. The social skills of people in general, because women are really no better at all. Like, honestly, it's just they show it in a bit different of a facet. But, like, women are really bad at social skills too. As a matter of fact, I was just at a hookah lounge, like, a few days ago, and I was sitting down. I was cooling. Y'all know, I think I mentioned it before, but sometimes I go hanging by myself, and I'm kind of cooling. And these girls sitting in front of me, it was like a little group. It was like these two girls, I guess it was a couple, and I guess one of their sisters. And I said, hey, how you doing? They looked at me like I was trying to rob them. I was like, y'all don't know how to say hi? Like, I was like, just like, it was the, like, just no social skills of just being a greeting. Like hello. Like, hey, how you doing? Like, you know? And, like, you see that a lot. Shit, you be seeing, like, it's just, it's crazy. Like, they, like, the social skills have dwindled so bad. It's just what men, I think, it's, I don't know if it shows more. I guess it's just more pinpointed, I guess you could say. That's an interesting thing. I'm not too sure. I guess I would say it's more pinpointed. But, Yeah, man. I just like the less you can interact, and the thing is now these people are noticing it, and instead of fixing it, like you can make more, like you can make friends apps, you can make don't get me wrong, they got apps like Discord and stuff like that, which I think are helping to an extent, but you got people making apps to make an AI girlfriend. It's like, bro. And this ad a lot. And when I went on first off, the shit had like 5 million downloads. It had like 5 million downloads. And it had like a 4.5 star rating. I'm looking at the reviews, gang, and I'm thinking, maybe I'm not the only sane motherfucker here thinking that this is retarded. I'm gonna look at the reviews like, this is stupid. Why would you want an AI girlfriend? Bro, I get into the reviews. And motherfuckers is giving real live reviews. Like, I saw this one dude, he was like, yeah, great software. She was very responsive. I wish she'd be more interactive about my feelings. I'm like, bro, you dead ass, foe. You dead ass. I'm looking at the other joint. They like, yeah, the paywall is a little much. It was a good time before they started adding on to this. I saw another one. They was like, yeah, I talk to mine every day. 2 to 3 times a day. As a matter of fact, I'm like, bro, you're talking to a phone, folk. You're talking to a computer. And they be dressing the motherfucker up and everything. They be, like, I guess you could, like, customize them and the different levels. You can give them different shit. And they even, I'm not even lying, bro. I'm not even, if y'all think I'm lying, bro, look up this app. I was, one of the ads was like, it was a meme. Their ads are memes. If y'all ever seen it, all their ads are memes. But one of the memes, meme slash ad that they had was like, they said the AI could send you not safe for watching pictures. And I'm like, bro, y'all getting nudes from a computer, gang. Y'all are getting nudes from a computer. What is this? They even had, and this even leads me to another thing. It was I think Andrew Tate was on this live stream with this dude on Twitch who was talking about he lost his Eve virginity or some shit like that. They got a thing where they basically like, you lose your internet virginity, where they like, you basically have not even phone sets with a girl. You have like, y'all are texting each other like y'all fucking. I'm like, gang, y'all, bro, I just don't. And the reason why I was so compelled to make this podcast wasn't to like bash like these men and things like that, because it's a sad situation. This right here is the negative effect of capitalism, right? Because in America and in capitalism, and you've seen it around the country, around the world, we instead of noticing a problem and trying to fix a problem, sometimes we try to capitalize off that problem. Case in point, America's obesity rate is high as fuck. You would think a country with a high obesity rate, well, I think they said that like somewhere to where like 30 or 40,000 people a month die from obesity related illnesses. Or was it 30? Was it 30,000? I think it was 30,000. But it was like a ridiculous number of people a month would die from. And before you like, oh, that's way too high of a number. Think of how many people you know with diabetes. Think how many people you know that's had heart attacks. Think how many people you know that have high blood pressure. It's not that. And that shit kills people. I know a couple people that's died from it, actually. Not off the top of my head, but I off the top of my head, I know at least about 5. So it's not super far-fetched to think that. So instead of you saying, hey, my country is suffering from obesity, let me do things to make motherfuckers move. You know what they do? They do things like, hey, instead of you getting your fucking lazy ass up and walking into Walmart and grabbing your groceries, guess what? Sit in the car, we'll bring it out to you. You telling me you don't got 20, 30 minutes out your fucking day to get your lazy ass up and walk in the fucking store and grab your stuff, bro? That's what you telling me? That's what you telling me? They got little fucking scooters inside the Walmart that I be seeing people. I'm like, bro, I know you can walk. I'm looking at you. Nigga, I saw you walk in the... I saw your big goofy ass walk out that car, walk your bitch ass in here and get in that stupid ass Ed Nettie scooter. I know you can walk. And you gonna sit in that joint, bro? It would have killed you that bad to walk around for 20 minutes. But that's the ugly side of capitalism. Instead of them trying to help, you look at people complaining about foods and things like that and how we don't have enough healthy options that are affordable. Have you ever heard any politician bring up making healthy food more affordable? Have you heard not one? I don't know any of them. I can tell you right now, I get like little bags of lettuce for like my salads. And so one of them is like it's essentially this iceberg lettuce. They charged me $4 for this package fucking salad of lettuce. A lettuce head shouldn't be no more than 75 cents, and that's on the high side. You charge me four bones for that shit, bro? It's ridiculous. So the ugly side of capitalism is, so when they see a problem, you're not going to try to fix it. And it is a problem because if I'm going to be honest with you, bro, if COVID was dropping motherfuckers like obesity was monthly, we would have been right now today. What's today? Today is the 4th of 2023. We would be locked down still if COVID was dropping, motherfucker. And don't nobody get on here talking to me. Yeah, it was. No, it wasn't. Because I think the first year, I think COVID hit 1 million deaths after what, a year? And it was speculation that it could have been higher, but let's say it was higher. Let's say it was 1.5. I think obesity yearly in America. What was it? I said it was like averaging 30,000 a month. Y'all know I'm not good with math. Anyhow, if worldwide it hit 1 million, in America alone you're talking about 30,000 deaths a month. So you like just fathom that in the grand scheme of things. So it's just like the fact that when you see there's an issue like that and you don't make any changes, you're hurting yourself. Now, how does this relate to the replica girlfriend shit? There's obviously... when you have kids killing people and doing these mass acts of violence because they're getting bullied or they feel left out, that's a direct reflection of lack of social skills. It is. I'm sorry. It is, bro. When you see kids and grown men gravitating to this MGTOW rhetoric, that's a direct result of lack of social skills. When you see depression rates super fucking high, that's a direct reflection of lack of social skills. And I'm telling you right now, the more of a taxing process, the more of an issue that kids and men and women have with interacting and making friends, the worse it's gonna get, and the more dangerous of a society that you're gonna make. So instead of you saying, hey, you know what we should do, we should, I don't know, how could you get people more social, I guess have more publicly funded events or something. I don't know. Look, we pay these motherfucking politicians all this goddamn money. We pay all these taxes. These motherfuckers can put their thick, stupid ass skulls together and think of something to make people more social. They can do it. Goddamn it, what the fuck we paying y'all for? All they seem to be good for is wasting money anyway, wasting on something productive. Anyhow, just like, to capitalize off of that, to me, bro, is just wrong. You got the metaverse. The metaverse is a terrible idea. When I heard the metaverse, I was like, that's fucking stupid. Why would you do that? They're going to make it worse. And I'm just like, you know, And so when I looked at that replica AI girlfriend thing, bro, and I guess I did start off the podcast being a little, I guess you could say, condescending. Y'all know I be joking around, bro. I'm not mad at nobody. But I just don't understand, bro. It's like, I wish, and you know what's the major problem? And again, I don't want to act like I'm bashing men on this, because I know most of my audience is men. I feel like the major problem is we don't have enough strong male figures in households teaching and preaching against this shit. And what I mean by that is, all right, let's say I had a son, right? He said, hey, dad, I want to do a replica girlfriend. I would tell him, hey, you know, you would feel much better if you went out and met girls your age and spoke to them and had a conversation with them. And if he replied, well, I don't really know how to have a conversation with girls, I would sit down with him and we'll go over conversation starters. We'll go over ways to keep a conversation going. This is what a man, a father's supposed to do. He's supposed to get with his kids and find deficiencies that they may have and work with them. Not force them, but work with them to hopefully improve it. Now, is it going to work with everybody? No. But you can try. But I don't even feel like a lot of these motherfuckers try. And it's ridiculous. And it's like they just, well, you know, my son, you know, gets nudes from a computer. Yeah. He has a replica girlfriend. Yeah. You know, I've never seen him actually wave at a human being. He talks to a door here and there. But it's like, bro, yeah. And y'all just accept this nonsense. And like, the reason why I said men and not the mom, because I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all know how moms are, bro. And most moms, if they see their kids weird like that, they're going to be like, oh, that's my baby. Don't judge him. He's just different. Somebody got to be the hard, you know what I mean? That's the reason why it's a good thing to have masculine and feminine energy. You do need that coddling, baby. Let me rub your head. But sometimes that soft shit don't cut it. Bro, you being weird. Get your goofy ass up. Get the fuck outside and go. Shit, you can go outside and start a fight for our kids. Just get the fuck out of the house. Get out the crib. Get off the fucking game. Get off of Twitch. Go outside and walk up to the first motherfucker you say, your shoes is fucking trash, and slap him. Don't actually do that, but just, you know what I mean? Do something. Or that coddling baby. My baby, he's just different. Get him the fuck outside. Somebody needs to be that person. So, you know, so I guess maybe that's a partial thing of like what the government could do to help is stop. You know what? Let me not even get into it. That's going to be a whole nother podcast topic. And, you know, I don't want to combine too much shit in one, but I like when I saw that ad, bro, I just really felt kind of bad. But you know me, I like to give solutions to everything. So what I want to say is, right, this is advice, is if you want to help improve your social skills, I would say, so if you follow me, you already know my motto, 4 hours a week, you need to be training. Mandatory. No, 4 hours a week. You got 4 hours in a fucking week. I don't want to hear nobody's, like, I don't want to hear nobody, well, you know, I work this time, and I do this, and, you know, I do this, this, and this. No, motherfucker, you have 4 hours to train. It's 168 hours in a week. You could take four of those and get your bitch ass up and walk, right? So now I did say that. Now, what I'm also going to add to that is you need to take at least 6 more hours to socialize. What I mean by socialize, for those 6 hours, you know, do something with a friend. Go out to like a hike. Like, just do things to start conversations with people. It could be a cashier. It can be it could be anybody. Just start conversations with people, coworkers, somebody. Interact with people. Now, obviously it's hard to tell yourself that you've gotten, it's hard to track you getting 6 hours of social interaction, right? You know, obviously I'm not going to sit there after I have a conversation with a cashier like, oh, that was 15 minutes, 20 seconds. That adds up to 30 minutes for today. So don't do no shit like that. But, you know, When I say 6 hours, you should just feel like you spent a significant amount of time that week socializing with people. Because social skills are important. And here's the other thing. Outside of just women, outside of depression, all that shit, if you can't socially interact with people, I did the podcast when I was talking about being likable and things like that. It's not just who you know, it's who likes you and how they feel about you. If you can't develop relationships with individuals and make friends and things like that, you'll never have a prosperous future. Notice I didn't say rich. No, I didn't say a billionaire. I said just prosperous. Just saying that you're going to have a prosperous life. You have to have some type of relationships and bonds with people. And if you aren't building that, you just don't have it. It's a skill like anything else. You know, if I don't run consistently or at least, you know, semi-consistently, I'm not going to be a good runner. It's the same thing with socializing. And, you know, I want everybody, again, this is a goal-oriented channel. I want everybody to be successful. And I want everybody to be rich one day. Truthfully. But you have to go out and interact with people. And another thing is, stop. You know, you get one life, bro. And like I said, I said this in another podcast, and I want to reiterate again. I don't hate video games, right? I don't hate Discord. I don't hate Twitch. Nothing like that. But you get one life. You get one time to breathe air on this earth and walk around and just see things and live your life. Don't waste it in front of a fucking screen. Don't waste it. You know what's so crazy, bro? I was this last summer I went out. There's this place that I went hiking to called Harper's Ferry, and it's like a mountainous, really beautiful, scenic hiking trail. Very hard. It was a good workout. But I got to the top. One of the trails I did, I got to the top of the mountain. I'm sitting on the mountain. You know, I'm with my homie. I'm smoking a cigar. We chilling. And I remember just looking out over this water. And I was doing a lot of self-reflecting. It was so beautiful, bro. Just, you can't help but self-reflect a little bit. And I was sitting there, I was reflecting, you know, just how life's been these last few years and everything. I'm like, man, this is what it's about, bro. This is what it's about. You know, more than the bullshit, more than the arguing with people, more than going to work. More than, you know, waking up, getting on a game, just going out, enjoying this world, this one life that we have, bro. I'm looking over this damn water, bro. The sparkling. There was a vulture up there. It was crazy. There was vultures, birds flying. You seeing robins and just beautiful, bro. I'm just sitting there smoking my cigar, bro. You know, you get a little lightheaded feel. I'm chill. I'm like, man, bro. You know, all those hard times was for this right here. Because all those hard times make you happy. What 50 Cent said in that song? Joy wouldn't feel so good if it wasn't for pain. So to sit there and just spend your life, you know, you're not having good times with people. Like this last weekend, bro, I was out with the gang all weekend. Having fun with my homies, bro, enjoying myself. Now, y'all know me. I'm a hustle all week long. What I tell y'all, sun up to sundown. You should be putting in 60 to 70 hours a week of hustling. When I say 60, 70 hours, I'm talking about that's between cooking your food, going to work, working overtime, going to the gym, working on your purpose on the side, doing other things. That should be you all week. But, you know, take that time every now and again just to go and enjoy yourself, bro. Go and enjoy life. You can't do that shit in front of a fucking video game, bro. And I'm sorry. And again, like I always say, bro, I don't ever want anyone to think that I'm talking bad about games. Because I like video games. I've played video games for a long time. But, bro, I'm just seeing what it's doing to people, bro. And it's crazy. I mean, I know motherfuckers, bro, who literally, they get home from work and they play the game until it's time to go to bed. They order Uber Eats or something. They play the game until it's time to go to bed. Come back home from work. get on Tinder, swipe right, swipe right, swipe right, get on the game, order some food, get back in bed. And you probably, if you listen to this right now, you probably say, that's kind of my life. Bro, when you blink, right, and you know what's so crazy? People talk about how fast time flies, and it does. It really does. But when you spend time doing things, when you're chasing goals, when you're living a life of fun and abundance and a social life and everything else, time still flies, but it doesn't feel like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, damn, just that quick? Bro, just another year. It feels like you could really sit back and reflect. Like I said, man, like from 2017 to now, was it 6 years? Man, like I'm just like, bro, it's like so much shit. I can't even like put every, like it's just, it's so much stuff, bro. Like just going to Sweden for deployment, first crib, moving to VA, boot camp, fucking, like I just go on and on. The winning states in jiu-jitsu, just all types of shit, you know, writing a book. Like it's just like you I sit back and I look, and that's because I make the most out of all the time that I have. And you should be doing that every, you make the most of your time, bro. Because I'm telling you right now, and this is the harsh truth about video games, you will always remember. Like you ask somebody who's in their 50s about the just be like, hey bro, what life events really stick out? They'll normally say stuff like, well, you know, my kid being born, or you know, when I graduated college, or a life death experience. You ain't gonna hear nobody say, oh, when they dropped the new Call of Duty and I played it for 3 weeks straight. Sometimes you might hear a motherfucker say that, but honestly, bro, you it's rare. That's not gonna be no shit that you gonna sit there when you, you know, old and feeble, with you gonna be thinking about, oh man, I remember when they first dropped COD. Now, if you thinking about when you was a kid and they dropped it, because I remember when they dropped Call of Duty Black Ops 1. Oh yeah, that was my shit. Seventh grade, I used to be at school, couldn't wait to get home and play that bitch. But that's also because that's kind of tied into being a kid. You see what I'm saying? So you like this is like a time. You know, a fun time period in your lifestyle. But as an adult, you're not finna remember that shit. You're not finna remember that shit. So I'm just saying, bro, make the best of the life that you have, bro. So I'm hoping, you know, if there's anybody that's listening to this, that's like thinking about getting an AI girlfriend or has an AI girlfriend, bro, life is too short, gang. Life is too short to be making memories with a fucking computer that won't be memories. Life is too short, gang. And to anybody, and if you're not at that point of like where you're thinking about having an AI girlfriend or shit like that, but let's say you're still struggling, go out and live a life, bro. Don't let this shit pass you by. So had to talk about that, man. This actually went a lot long. I thought it was going to be a really short podcast. Like, when I was thinking about it, I was like, damn, bro, this probably ain't going to be all that long, bro. Like, how much can I talk about an AI fucking girlfriend? Originally, I was going to make this like a joking type thing. But as I was talking about, I was like, damn, like, this is kind of sad. This is scary. Like, what the fuck? AI girlfriends, bro, what? Who knows, man? I might fuck around and get an angry text from I might get an angry text from the niggas, bro. I don't know, bro. Like, I be talking greasy on this damn app, but this might be the one joint that get me fuck around, get me canceled before I even get to grow. This might be the one that do it. This motherfucker, it might be fucking dudes on them little mopeds. A fucking 400-pound dude on a moped pull up on me with a blick. Like, bitch, you said what about my replica? Bow! And empty out that whole spin a block on me, boy. I'm telling you. But anyhow, appreciate y'all for joining me today, man. This is Devontae's Reaper Training, man. Again, happy new year. Just to throw this in there too. Like I said at the beginning, I make goals for each year. I put up a poll on Instagram about like you know, does anybody else set goals before the year starts? And almost everybody said no. So I didn't think to make, I don't know if I can make a whole podcast out of this, but I do want to say, bro, you know, again, this, I have a certain target audience that I'm looking for on this. If you are looking to strive and be successful in life and be a reaper, you need to set goals for each year. You need to have you should not just be whatever happens, happens. Like, no, you should have a set amount of goals. They don't have to be a lot. Like I said, I got like 22 on mine. I don't expect everybody to have that many. But like at least five. At the bare minimum, five goals for the year. It shouldn't be any less than that. That's 100%. You need to have at least five goals ready. And again, that's a mandatory thing. Honestly, now sitting back thinking about it, I probably should have put that in the 10 important laws for young men. I think I did. I think one of them was set standard. Something like that. Anyhow. But this is Devontae's Reaper Training. Thank y'all for joining me, man. We don't chase dreams. We hunt goals. And I'll see y'all soon.